All right, let's all just calm down. Nobody wants to report anybody.
Nah, I don't like this. I'm out.
No, wait, don't go. Just let me explain. We're physicists, and we're trying to prove a hypothesis that we've been working on for over a year.
Really? What's the hypothesis?
Space-time can be interpreted as the surface of an n-dimensional superfluid.
Could be. Go on.
Okay, but now there's the Swedish team that read our paper, and they're trying to beat us to our own discovery. We really need this helium.
And I'm sorry I lied about being a wedding planner who can't find love. Although I am currently single, if you know anybody.
Here's the money. Can we do this?
Okay. It's a shame about those scientists ripping you off. I expected a higher ethical standard from our friends in Sweden.
It's actually pretty common in our field. Not much we can do about it.
Well, for the right amount of money, if you know where they live, there's plenty we could do about it.
Did you hear that, Leonard? There's plenty we could do about it. Now, do you have a card?
Okay, here we go. Now everyone can see. All right, where do we stand on cross-eyed Mike?
You know, he won't be looking at other girls.
Unless they're sitting on the end of his nose.
Okay, thumbs down. Next.
Ooh, check out his tiny teeth. He looks like a man dolphin.
Well, yeah, if he's good in bed, she can throw him a fish.
I love you, Amy.
Hey, I'm starting to feel guilty. Aren't we being a little mean?
That's a fair point. We wouldn't make fun of someone like this to their face.
Look at Stuart!
You may want to leave the room.
Right this way, Uncle Harvey.
Will you stop with that already?
I am trying not to attract attention.
Tipping his hat to the cleaning lady didn't do that?
She's had Buenos Noches. What was he supposed to do?
Start the experiment.
Leonard, we should probably have our stories straight in case we get caught.
We're not getting caught.
Well, you can't be sure of that. What if the helium dealer rats us out? What if Kripke asks where we got it? Now, what if the university checks my family tree and finds out I don't have an Uncle Harvey?
The dealer doesn't care. Kripke has no authority over us, and you being related to a metal container would explain a lot. Let me hook this up.
Uh-oh.
What?
Well, did you see this sticker?
What is it?
It's partially torn off, but the segment that remains reads property of and the letter U.
It's probably USC or UCLA.
Yeah, but what if it's property of U.S. government? There's a national helium reserve in Amarillo, Texas. If this was stolen from there, we're accessories to a federal crime.
Let's not jump to conclusions. A lot of things start with U.
That's true. That's the U.S. Air Force, U.S. Department of Defense, U.S. Navy, you and I are going to jail.
Listen, we can do the experiment as planned and beat the Swedish team to the punch, or we can kiss our dreams goodbye because we're too afraid to break a few rules. And?
Okay, so everyone remember the rules. If he's shirtless, one sip. Posing with a pet, two sips. Pet and shirtless, Chugly gets your job. And pull.
I have that same underwear.
Chug. Amy, you're getting a text.
Oh, give me that.
I had a great time last night.
No, stop reading that.
Date?
You went on a date last night? Are you seeing someone?
No, it's not like that.
And I'd love to take you out again.
Amy! Oh,
okay, it's like that.
Thank you for coming back.
Yeah, well, normally I wouldn't. But my daughter's having a sleepover, and there's only so much screaming in Katy Perry a man could take.
Anyway, if you could just give us our money back, you can have your helium, and we'll be on our way.
Yeah, well, is there something wrong with it?
No, nothing. We just changed our mind.
He has glasses, and I'm a know-it-all. We are not built for prison.
And I hear you. Oh, you're a good guy, so I'll take the helium off your hands.
Thank you.
But you ain't getting your money back.
You're taking advantage of us? We clarified nomenclature together.
Look, I enjoy semantic digressions as much as the next guy, but this is business.
You know what? It's fine. Keep the money. We just want to be done with this.
No problem, but I am going to have to charge you a small helium restocking fee.
Well, I don't understand.
He wants more money.
Well, it better not be more than $1,000. That's all I've got on me.
That's exactly how much it is.
Finally, something breaks our way.
We can't believe you're seeing someone and we don't even know about it.
Yeah, why wouldn't you tell us?
Because it's new and weird and I'm just trying to figure it all out. And I knew if I told you guys I had been out with a few people that you'd get way too excited about
it. A few?
What?
So are we allowed to ask how it's going?
It's going fine. It's mostly just been meeting people for coffee.
What?
I thought you were all... Never mind.
I thought you weren't ready to start seeing people.
Well, I don't have much experience dating, so I decided it would be good for me to, you know, get out there a little.
Well, good for you.
Thank you.
And how many guys have you gone out with?
Please be less than two.
Three.
Damn it.
Well, the Swedes might beat us, but at least we won't get gang-noogied in prison.
Is Ernest Goes to Jail the only prison movie you've seen?
It scared me straight, Leonard.
Hey, I've been thinking I was being petty. You can have my helium.
Thank you, Barry.
But you have to add my name to your paper.
That's preposterous.
Well, no, seems fair. You can't do it without me.
Can you give us a minute?
Take your time. I'll walk out backwards for a dramatic effect.
I don't like being extorted like this, especially by him of all people.
Me neither, but what other choice do we have? I promise this is the last time. It says right here on Wikipedia, a Mexican standoff is a confrontation between at least three parties.
How can you trust Wikipedia if they use between to refer to three parties?
They should have used among, right?
Or amongst if they were feeling whimsically archaic.
Enough with the chit-chat. Are we going to watch Ernest Goes to Jail or not?
Absolutely. But don't be surprised if this movie sets you on the straight and narrow.
I am open to change.